morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, Salem. Oh, it's Friday, TGIF, right? Thanking God it's Friday. Friday, April 3rd. Yes, you're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. I'm Stacy Ann, hanging out with you. Thank you for tuning in. It is 7:06 on this Friday morning. And you know the thing I noticed coming into the studio today? Yes, it's lighter earlier in the morning. I absolutely love that. And there's not a lot of traffic at 6:30 or 6:20 in the morning. That's kind of nice, too. We are here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower. And we're so glad to have you along for the ride this morning. And as we continue to bring some facts into this time that we're living in, you just have to take a deep breath and know that we're going to get through this, right? Oh my, so many changes going on. So many folks that I've been talking to and friends connecting with, I've done more FaceTime the last 3 days, I think, than I've ever done, or Zoom meetings to connect to people. And of course, I'm an extrovert. Yes. And so this time for me is just huge because I don't get to go to the places that I normally do to connect with people. And you may be feeling the same way, trying to juggle how to work from home, how to make sure the kids are getting their schooling. And speaking of that, when I left the studio yesterday, I couldn't figure out on Lancaster Drive what in the world was going on. It was like everybody was in the turning lane. And I thought, well, maybe there's an ambulance coming down, or maybe there's something going on, or there's been a crash, but the right lane was completely clear. And as I kept going down the road, it became clear to me that everybody was turning down the road to go to the high school. Yes, it's time to pick up the Chromebooks, right? Pick up the books and the tools for kids to go to school and finish schooling this year online. And they're continuing today with the pickup. And if you haven't had a chance to get in line yet and pick up the Chromebook, it's starting this morning at 8 a.m. and it'll go until 12:30 today to pick up your Chromebook. And they say they have more than enough for kids who need it. So that's something certainly to put on your agenda. Maybe you're a grandma or grandpa and helping mom and dad out because they're at work with the kids. Whatever you're doing, be safe out there and keep those kids moving along. I talked to my daughter and family last night through FaceTime, and my granddaughter picked up, she's 8, and she picked up a Chromebook too. And it's interesting because I know certainly I feel like I'm pretty savvy when it comes to technology, but how much more so my 8-year-old granddaughter is on how to utilize all of these tools. And we really are living in a brand new day. Amen. With that, I want to make everybody aware too, and this has been all over the news, and I want to really stress this and emphasize this. With the talk of the stimulus monies and people filing taxes and people filing for unemployment and things, be aware on social media, be aware on phone calls, people calling you to say, hey, get your stimulus money now, people wanting you to click on this link to find out more, or even sometimes the maps online in regards to where the virus is and how many. Be very, very aware because there are scammers out there. There's malware out there. If you're getting emails, if it's not from a trusted source, I encourage you to be careful clicking on some of those things because it can invite malware on your computer. It can invite, if they're asking for information, you should not have to give that information unless it's a reliable government source. So if your gut says, I don't know about this, you should follow that because there's all kinds of risky things going on and people wanting to take advantage of people right now. So I want to make you aware of that as well. As far as community resources and wanting to know where to go, if you're in need or you have someone in your family in need, you're having symptoms, remember, call your doctor first or call 211. They can connect you with those that are doing testing in the area. If you're wondering what to do because yesterday you found out you don't have a job anymore, you're temporarily laid off, thanks to Northwest Natural, we have a link on our on our website, kslm.news, right there. There's links to community resources, and we'd love to assist you in that way. And if there's a community resource you know of that's not linked there, let us know. We'd love to put that there as well. Well, we are in certain interesting times. Even when you go shopping for essential services, they are starting to, the grocery stores and the essential providers out there, whether it be a pharmacy, they're adjusting their hours. They're accommodating those that have compromised health and seniors by having earlier hours than to the general public. But one thing that's in the headlines, too, is Costco is adjusting how they do business, and they're limiting now to two people per card, two membership card coming in at a time. And many people have been waiting in line in many area grocery stores to even come in because they're adjusting how many people can be in a store at a time. In an effort to keep social distancing, keep everybody safe, Costco too has limited per membership card, two people coming in. So if that was on your agenda today to get over there, you know, make sure that there's only a couple of you. That's kind of important. And if you're a mom of three kids, like I was when my kids were little, that might be a little bit of a challenge, but you have a little bit of knowledge of that. And speaking of Costco, today is a very special day. Yes, indeed. Friday, not only is it TGIF, but today I get to hang out again with the KC guy, kicking cancer guy. Baron is in the studio. We're going to be talking about how we're going to kick cancer, just totally make it unthinkable, not only in our region, in our state, but around the world. Good morning, Baron. Thank you for hanging out with me today.
Good morning, Stacey. Good to be here.
Yeah, and we were talking about Costco, kind of make that segue in here where we can, that's where you hang out when you're not kicking cancer, right?
That's my job. Yep, that's where I work.
Yep, and so give us a little perspective about what you've seen as far as totally changing how you do things at Costco, right? And how people are they keeping their social distance? Is it working that way?
It is really interesting. For anyone who hasn't been in Costco recently, there are now an entire line of pallets where the carts used to be, because people were gathering mm-hmm. to get in
right.
the mornings.
Right.
And there wasn't 6 feet. They were just clustered there waiting for the doors to open up. And so Costco put these rows
mm-hmm.
that your cart would go, and it keeps you 6 feet apart while you're waiting in line. And once they know that there's roughly 250 people in the warehouse, then they would stop, and as someone left, somebody new could come in. And so it really isn't busier, because it can't be.
Right.
And when you get to the registers now, there's these strips on the floor mm-hmm. to keep you 6 feet apart. There's a sign that says the cashier will pull you forward. You used to hand your card to the cashier and they would swipe it. Now you just hold it and they have a gun, so mm-hmm. they don't touch your card at all. It's a different world at Costco right now.
Yeah, and everywhere we go, it's interesting. It's almost like if you hand a $10 bill, they look at you like, I don't want to touch that, you know,
yeah.
or whatever. We are living in interesting times. But what we know to be true about these times is I have seen humanity in a really good way. I've seen people rolling up their sleeves, getting involved. People are looking out for their neighbors. People are looking for ways to smile and be of assistance, even with the social distance. I've been very proud to be an Oregonian and to be here and watch some of this happen in our community. And when we talk about what you're involved in, you talk about getting involved at the grassroots, right? You have a pretty compelling story when it talks about facing cancer and kicking cancer. Tell us a little bit about your mission of kicking cancer, and remind for those, maybe someone's listening who's never listened before, never heard of kicking cancer, what is it and how did you get involved with it?
Well, I'll try to condense it down and give people a place they can go read the story extensively.
Mm-hmm.
There's a website called helpteambrenda.com, and on that homepage, there's a link to a story that Tracy Berry did 2 years ago. So they can watch that and kind of see how this all started,
mm-hmm.
Just for sake of time. And if you go to our website, which is kicking-cancer.org, there's one of the tabs says stories. And those are all blogs of local people. And at the top is my sister Brenda's story and her battle with cancer. And that's kind of how this all started. She was diagnosed in November of 2015 with breast cancer. The type that she had was really not receptive to typical Western medicine approach. She often tells me that if they had done chemo, the cancer would have sat there quietly, dormant almost, as the chemo killed all the good cells around the cancerous cell, because it's slow growing but very aggressive. So when it did wake up, it would have woke up with a vengeance and all the good cells would have been dead. So they opted not to do chemo, and her husband understands medical journals more than most, and so he's been doing a lot of research, and they found all these very natural ways, cayenne pepper and all these different things that she could take inside her body to fight it. And then Linus Pauling, who was actually a researcher at Oregon State University in the late 50s, theorized back then that high doses of liquid vitamin C would kill cancer.
Wow.
Now, at the time, they thought he was crazy. and he actually left. He went down to Palo Alto and finished his research there in California. But there's now a building on Oregon State's campus called the Linus Pauling Institute Building, and they are researching there. Food is medicine.
Right, right. Which ties in, yesterday we had a dietitian, a clinical dietitian on the show, and I'm a firm believer that our food is our medicine, and eating right and healthy, we can change the course of our life by taking control. That is something in this time that we can't control a lot. We don't know a lot of unknowns. We can make a decision today to live a healthier life. And I love the story of what you're doing from that information, from your sister's a little bump in the road with cancer, right? This incident that has happened. Where is she at now in her walk, in her health journey?
She's actually doing well. She'd actually talked yesterday, kind of asked her if she has some thoughts on what I should say today. She lives in Mesa, Arizona.
Okay.
And she, anyone who knows Arizona, you can't exactly grow a garden in your backyard, but she has figured out a way to, she'll go out and buy all these fruits and vegetables that are basically rotting, and so they'll sell you a whole bunch of them for like $10, and then she creates compost, and she has a little garden, one of those raised gardens in her backyard, so she grows her own herbs.
Oh, good.
And then she'll go out and she'll pick some basil, she'll pick some broccoli, whatever, and bring it in the house, and then juice it.
Oh, okay.
And so that's how she fights it. And, you know, people say, well, that's kind of messy. I think it's therapeutic for her, quite honestly. But in the fight, she's doing great. Every year we've done a Spartan race, which is a longer conversation. But we're both already signed up for this August. She'll fly up here to Oregon in August, and we'll do the Spartan race together.
Was she pretty fit and into running and racing prior to this incident? She's had some major shift then in her health journey.
She was never not fit. I mean, you know, she was never like out of shape, but she's definitely in a lot better shape now than she was.
Wow.
And what she discovered is, for her, the cancer was in her left breast. They did a mastectomy, but it jumped into the lymphatic system.
Okay.
And your lymphatic system is kind of like the oil in your car. And so as long as she's exercising, then the cancer keeps moving.
Oh, interesting perspective. We are talking with Stacy and KC in the morning.
Right.
You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. We're going to continue the discussion after this break. Thanks for tuning in, my friends. We'll be right back.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Salem. I'm Stacey Ann. Glad to be hanging out with you on this Friday, April 3rd. It's 7:22, and currently at the KSLM studios, it's 35 degrees, and we're headed into a weekend, and it's going to be interesting. You know, usually the weekends, we look forward to getting out, getting involved, doing things, and with pretty much everything shut down, the only thing that we really could do is walk around the block or, you know, walk around the two blocks around and or maybe jog if you want. That's allowed yet. And it is important to get out and get some fresh air. And looking at the headlines and the statistics, it's kind of interesting with the coronavirus and having social distancing and being safe. A lot of places now are, you know, you go into the stores, they're wearing, they're wearing gloves, sometimes masks. Now you see a lot of the patrons wearing masks as well, trying to stay safe. And it may be for some good reason, because here's a headline that I think is interesting. The MIT researchers have discovered that droplets carrying the coronavirus can travel up to 27 feet. And this is why the social distancing measures are really important all around the world. One researcher believes that what we're doing isn't enough. And so I think so many of the folks now are starting to wear gloves and wear masks themselves as you go out and about. And that's something to consider. I know that at first they were saying, you don't really need to. But it is an interesting time that we live in. And to put into perspective and looking at statistics, you know, we have over 800 cases right now in Oregon. And that's certainly way more than we need, right? But to put into perspective and to compare, and I know that they've talked about, you know, it's not real fair to compare to like the flu or whatever, but we just don't hear how many cases of some of these other diseases that we have every single year right here in Oregon, including the curve and the high amount and incident of cancer. And Baron is here with me. He's the kicking cancer guy in the studios today. Thank you, Baron, for hanging out with us. It's so cool to have you here.
It's good to be here again.
I love your energy, your enthusiasm. I love that you are an extrovert like me, and you love to connect with people. And I love what you're doing with this cause. And the work that you just did, you put together, showed me, he's got this elaborate handmade friends chart talking about this. And it's very eye-opening. And let me tell you this, all of us know somebody who's been affected by cancer. We really have, and we can do something about it. Talk to us a little bit about these numbers right here in our own backyard in Oregon. What are we discovering?
Well, I have a book that I reference quite often for those that follow me on social media, and it's KC Guy on Facebook. Apparently kicking cancer is not really a first name, so it's KC Guy. But I read this book, and in the book, it gave a prediction of how many people were going to get cancer and how many people had passed away from cancer. And the guy that wrote the book is Dr. Lorenzo Cohen, and he is the director of integrative medicine at the MD Anderson in Texas. So he carries a little bit of credentials of, you know, as far as the gentleman is concerned. Mm-hmm. And he said, based upon those numbers, in 20 years, using statistical models, every other American will have cancer if we don't approach prevention differently. Mm-hmm. And that's what he's trying to do there at MD Anderson. And so I said, you know, with social distancing, you can't really get out and do a whole lot. I'm at home. And so I did a little research, and I put that chart together for you. So I just went to the American Cancer Society's website, and they have the stats over the last several years of new cases of cancer and people who passed away from cancer. And the people who passed away is basically a flat line. There is a bump up in 2018, but not a significant bump. But basically 610,000 people per year die of cancer here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
If you do all 5 years, it's 3,111,000 people have died from cancer in the United States. That's 1,660 people per day.
Wow.
Die of cancer.
Hmm.
All cancers. You know, every type of cancer is out there.
Right.
To put that number in perspective, it's a big, big number, right? If you took the Denver metropolitan area, include the little towns outside of Denver, that's 2.9 million people.
Wow.
So over the last 5 years, and that includes the projection for this year, Denver died of cancer. So then the other number I went looking for was new cases. And this is where it became even more interesting to me when they talk about the flattening the curve. We keep hearing that phrase, flattening the curve. Every year for the last 5 years, the number of new cases has increased.
Wow.
And new cases over the last 5 years is 8,678,740. So every day, 4,950 people were diagnosed with cancer.
Unbelievable. And when we break that down to Oregon numbers.
So in Oregon.
Yes.
Yeah. So in 2017, Oregon ranked 42 out of 50. So we weren't the worst state for new cases. The worst county was Sherman County. Mm. Polk County was number 4.
Wow.
And Marion County was number 10. There are 28 counties in Oregon. So our you know, if you do Salem and West Salem, there's Marion Polk County, number 4 and number 10 for new cases of cancer. But the prediction for this year that we're in right now, that Oregon will have 23,330 new cases of cancer. Now, to put that number in perspective, Roseburg has 23,379 people.
Whoa. So like the whole town.
So the entire town of Roseburg is predicted to get cancer this year.
That by the numbers in comparison. Wow.
Yeah.
And so that puts it into perspective. You know, we seem to be very conscientious in the media talking numbers, talking about flattening the curve when it comes to this COVID-19 virus, right? And we have 800 and some infected right now in Oregon. And you talk about 23,000 new cases in Oregon of cancer.
Right.
And what are we doing about it? And I think what I love and I'm drawn to Kicking Cancer so much is your whole message about grabbing on to health. We can take control today by taking control of our health and having healthy choices and prevent cancer from even being mentioned, right?
Right.
And we're going to talk about that as we get into this next segment. How do we make cancer unthinkable, right? Yes, you're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with KC, the KC guy. We're having a good time. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back right after this. Good morning. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with you on this Friday. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. News that you can use. We're here to encourage, educate, empower, and engage you. Thank you for tuning in. Right now at the KSLM studios, it's 35 degrees, and we're going to see partly cloudy sky today. And whatever you're planning to do today, know that this season that we're in, it too will pass, right? That's the hope that we're holding on to. The difficulty is we just don't know exactly when it's going to pass, and you and I together will get through this. And I'm excited to have KC, the KC guy in the studio. Baron, he is the Kicking Cancer guy, and we were talking last segment about cancer statistics and numbers and giving perspective nationally all the way down to Oregon. And you know, you shared something at the break about the numbers and the death rate, and it just is it just takes the breath away from me, because personally, just this last week, we lost our class, the class of 87 from Sprague High School, lost a classmate to cancer. And my friend Kevin, his two sons are dealing with this loss. They're in Washington State, and it's just, you know, it happened so fast. They discovered it. She had her first treatment, and then like a couple weeks later, she is gone. And it's just the grief of it, toppled on top of the fact that in this particular time that we're in, there's no social gathering. There's no way to celebrate her life. There's no, you know, there's all these restrictions about things that are important to us in society, about, you know, celebrations and things like that. And so my heart goes out to Kevin and his family, and our classmates certainly were grieving this loss. And she particularly was pretty cool because she was one of the other redheads in our class. And so I feel connected to Diana And it's been a bumpy last couple weeks watching them walk through that. And certainly, you know, we don't always understand how this all plays out in our lives. But if we have a way that we can prevent it in our own lives or prevent it in our children or our grandchildren's lives, you know, I think that's important. When you shared those rates with me, I just was like almost speechless. Share what you shared with me about the death rate and what equivalent that is.
Well, again, these are right from the American Cancer Society's website. They have these numbers on there. So anyone else could go look these up as well. Mm-hmm. I just, with social distancing, I had some time on my hands at
mm-hmm.
home. The national numbers was, and you know, just, we talked about this last segment. I want to say this again. The national numbers for the next, for the last 5 years, so it's 2016 through this year, the prediction for this year, 8,678,740 people. I'm sorry, that was the new. My apologies. The ones that will pass away is 3,111,000 will pass away from cancer, which is basically Denver metropolitan area.
Mm-hmm.
For Oregon specific, they're predicting 8,280 people will pass away from cancer in Oregon this year.
Mm.
Staten's population is 8,245.
So it's like the whole town of Staten being gone.
Right.
And the numbers. I mean, that's real. And what I know to compare that to right now, because we're talking about flattening the curve with the COVID-19 virus and everything, the whole, our whole world as we know it is stopped.
Yeah.
So this doesn't get, you know, we don't catch it, we don't spread it because of the unknown. And yet every single year, in a sense, if this is the trend and the curve, of cancer and losing cancer. This year in Oregon, when I hear you saying is over 8,000 people, like the whole town of Staten gone. It's profound.
Your viewers can't see it, but you can. There's a graph right here,
mm-hmm.
and this red line is the new cases. And it's over the last 5 years, every year, it's just getting bigger and bigger. The prediction for this year alone, new cases, 1,800,000 new cases in the United States, and it's just continually getting higher and higher. There's another little chart up here is the amount of money that's being put into research, and that's getting bigger too. So all this research is not stopping new cases.
Right.
All this research is, and in my opinion, what it's done is it's given us this scientific technology to say, if you get the diagnosis, here's some things to do to extend your life.
Right.
So, which is why the death rates are probably staying relatively flat.
Right.
We have the technology to give you quantity of life.
Right.
Maybe not quality, but quantity of life.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not stopping the new cases. So Kicking Cancer was formed to teach you how to proactively prevent cancer.
Love it. And that's the part that draws me to your organization, because it's not just, and I've worked with and for in tobacco prevention with the American Cancer Society in the past. I'm well aware of their work, their research, the things that they're doing funding-wise, more at the last resort, you know, and how to deal with someone diagnosed and how to get them through that period. What I love about Kicking Cancer is, like, let's just not let it happen to begin with. And here, people, this is what you can do, what I can do, Stacey Ann can do, to change my daily habits now to make cancer unthinkable in my life, right? And so you've got trainings, you've been doing quarterly seminars, you've got information on your website. Tell me what, in this uncertain time, I'm sure you've had to, what the military says, adapt and overcome, right? The obstacles of meeting and doing these face-to-face seminars that you were doing, quarterly educational outreaches and things like that. What are you doing to adapt now?
So we started in March of last year. So 1 year ago, we made the decision as an organization that every 4 to 6 weeks, we would have a face-to-face gathering of people to educate.
Okay.
And that worked really well, you know. We did it in Corvallis, we did it in Lebanon, we did it in Tigard, we've done it in Salem, we've done it in all around this region. But obviously, if you cannot gather people together, that becomes a little more difficult. But we also didn't want to stop our messaging.
Right.
And I just reached out to some people and said, educate me on Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Help me understand Zoom. Now, I realize that there's a plus and a minus here. The plus is our reach can get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Casey Guy has almost 5,000 followers in the Philippines and Africa and Bangladesh. So the reach is bigger.
Mm-hmm.
The downside is
product.
There is something that you get when you're actually at a gathering.
Right.
I mean, that's where I met you, is at one of our seminars, right?
Yep.
And it's great to actually be able to talk to people when a speaker's not there. And so we can't have that, but we can't stop the message.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a quote at home that is written up in my office, and it says, "Don't let an obstacle to be conquered be greater than a person to be loved."
That's good.
It was time to figure out, how do we do this given the environment we all live in?
Right.
So the next Thursday night will be our first Zoomed seminar.
Wow. And what day is that?
So it's a Thursday. It's next Thursday.
Okay.
At 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And if you don't catch it live, it's one of those things on Facebook where you can go back and rewatch it.
Oh, good.
And we're actually going to have our first cooking show.
Oh, fantastic.
So I met this lady in Corvallis when we had our live thing down there. She is a educated licensed nutritionist.
Mm-hmm.
Also works for a company called HelloFresh,
mm-hmm.
Which is a whole different subject as far as getting food to your house, social distancing wise. But she lives in Woodland, Washington.
Okay.
So she's going to set up her computer, and we'll start the Zoom here in Salem, and then we'll shift it to Woodland, and she's going to face her camera out to her kitchen, and she's going to show you how to cook with fresh food, how to read ingredients.
Love it.
You know, she made a statement to me on the phone. She says, if you can't pronounce the ingredient, your body probably can't process.
Oh, good wisdom there. Isn't that the truth? Wow.
So she's also going to educate you a little bit on reading labels.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was really interesting to me as she and I were talking is it's either going to be a fat, a protein, or a carbohydrate. It's got to be one of those three,
mm-hmm.
right? So we're looking at this spray can like you'd get from Costco or someplace like that. And it's oil. It's canola oil that you would spray in a pan.
Right.
So I thought, well, that's got to be a fat. So I wonder how much fat's in it. So I looked on the back and it said zero fat. I said, how is that even possible? It has zero fat when it is a fat.
Mm.
So she and I were talking on the phone. Go back to the top and read serving size. See, this is how the government gets around this.
Mm.
The serving size is 1/8 of a second of spray.
Wow.
Like, try to even do 1/8 of a second of spray.
Go.
You know? So I said, okay, well, if I'm going to spray my hand, it's like probably 1,001, 1,002,
right.
maybe 1,003. Hmm. That's 3 seconds, which is 24 serving sizes.
Crazy.
Now you've actually got fat.
Huh.
So companies have found ways to make the label look
more promising than it really is.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. And the reality is, these things, and I think of all these people that are buying all the chemicals to keep things clean and sanitary now, we are becoming more and more aware of our day-to-day environment and the things that we're putting into our day-to-day lives that could be affecting our health, even the cleaners that we're using and what we're putting in our body. And I heard yesterday with a dietitian, you know, the more natural and organic it is, the healthier it is for our body.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the things that I know the seminar we attended talked about that, and you had a doctor, licensed medical professional there talking about the importance of eating healthy and what this does for our bodies. What's the topic besides the cooking? You're going to do the cooking class. What other kinds of topics can people look forward to learning about?
So the second one will be on the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a Monday. And that one, tentatively, that's going to be at 10 o'clock in the morning. We figure with Facebook and Zoom, we don't have to have a 6 o'clock, you're off work kind of a deal when I met
mm-hmm.
you. And that one is actually going to talk about sugar.
Good.
And the topic is sugar consumption at a crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
We have a gentleman in Newport.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, with Zoom, you can get
right.
from wherever, right? He's a teacher at Newport High School, has 3 master's degrees. He was Educator of the Year here in Oregon a few years ago.
Wow.
And he's done a ton of research. The United States is now the number one nation in the world. We love to be number one, but we are now the most obese and malnourished nation in the world.
And it's interesting because when we are overweight, and I used to be 87 pounds heavier than I am now, you know, we become more compromised in health, more susceptible. Our immune system is down. And so it's time today to change all of that. And we can together. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio, hanging out with the KC guy, Stacey Ann and KC, hanging out today. And you. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back after this. Good morning. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio, news that you can use on this Friday, April 3rd. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. It's 7:50 in the morning and here at the KSLM studios, 35 degrees, and we're hanging out with the KC guy. His name's actually Baron, but he's the kicking cancer guy. And the cool thing about Baron is he has this contagious smile, enthusiasm for life, and you just want to be involved with whatever he's involved with. That really is the truth. And Baron, I love what your organization is doing and just how really it's been birthed by God, because there's no other way to explain the growth and the phenomenal support and the way you're touching lives. And just looking at your newsletter that you have and listening to the story, it just impacts how lives are being touched. They're being encouraged, that people knowing when they're going through a difficult time that they're not alone is so important, in knowing that there's support, there's encouragement, there are people who've gone through these things before and they can testify, like your sister Brenda. By making some changes, her quality of life and her quantity of life is improving. And tell me a little bit about the story that you're featuring today in your newsletter.
So our newsletters are available on our website, which is kicking-cancer.org. About halfway down the homepage, it says newsletters. Just click on that. The most current four quarters are there, and then where we've annualized now, so there's also the last ones. There's always two stories on the back page. Mm-hmm. We try to keep them local people, but once in a while we get a story that's not local, but we want to share that story. And on the front, there's always a follow-up story from something that happened in a previous newsletter, and then kind of a feature story. Mm-hmm. So in this quarter two's newsletter, it's a follow-up story to a story we did in quarter one about Nolan DeHart. Mm-hmm. And some of the listeners of KSLM may have heard Terry Soule interview Nolan DeHart. Well, at Thanksgiving last year, KSLM was doing a remote at the Safeway downtown with a food drive, and mm-hmm. and Terry and Doc had arranged for Nolan to come down. Was Mom brought him, mm-hmm. and Terry wanted Nolan and I to be on the radio, and I said, you should talk to his mom, mm-hmm. like get his mom's perspective,
right.
And so I actually wasn't on that interview, mm-hmm. But they were able to talk to Linda DeHart and find out what it was like to be the parent.
Yeah.
So briefly, Nolan was diagnosed with blood cancer when he was three, spent the next 3 years going through it, through the chemotherapy. They thought it was gone by the time he was 6 and a half. He goes through life, you know, like a normal little kid. At 12 in middle school, they discovered that it had hid for 7 years in his testicles. Typically, that's one of the things where you can kind of cut it out, but that didn't work. It jumped back into the bloodstream, and it was the same cancer. Mm. So the doctors looked at Linda, and they said, this isn't a new cancer. This is the same cancer, which means it's a very, very aggressive. Mm-hmm. It sat for 7 years. And for anyone who has a little medical knowledge, your red blood cells carry the blood, sorry, your oxygen and everything through your body, your number should be about 10 or 12. If it gets down to 7, they get worried. Mm. They gave Nolan enough chemotherapy to drop it to 3.
Wow.
So basically, they had to almost kill him to kill the cancer. Mm. So I said to Linda, what was that like as a parent to watch your 12-year-old do? And she said, it was hell.
I can't imagine.
So the article is actually titled Life in Hell. And she talks about, you know, as a parent watching your kid, the treatment and the side effects almost kill your child to get rid of the cancer.
And so they walk through that. And what was her words of hope, having walked through that? And tell me about Nolan and his perspective.
Well, Nolan's 26 now. He lives in Independence.
Okay.
We did a fundraiser for him, but he was our quarter four go team in last year.
Okay.
And we called it Night Out for Nolan.
Love it.
And we thought people are out Christmas shopping anyway. So Northern Lights, Pizza Hut, Jersey Mike's, these different places said, if you come here while you're Christmas shopping, then we'll donate some money. And then we were able to hand Nolan a really nice check.
Awesome.
And so if you go to our website, again, there's a picture at the top. It's at Volcano Stadium. It's the day we handed the check to Nolan. It was pretty fun.
Oh, I love it. Oh, but encouragement and hope. Yep.
There's some words you need to read this from Linda, because her perspective is good. She says, because of donations, research provided a protocol that cures 97% of ALL, which is acute lymphoblastic leukemia. That's what he had.
Mm-hmm.
So now 97% of it's cured because of donations.
Mm-hmm.
In 1975, most children did not survive.
Well, and I know my oldest sister, my older sister, even before I knew her, because it's a kind of a cool adoption story. Anyway, she's in my life now. Her firstborn child, so it had been my niece, Christy, passed away of a childhood cancer. So I never had an opportunity to get to know Christy, but it still leaves a big hole in our family's heart. And that was in the 80s, mm-hmm. the early 80s, late 80s, I guess, and early 90s. And it's so sad to hear these stories. But because of research, because of people donating, because of people getting involved, we are affecting that curve,
yep.
I believe. And so with that, tell me how you're funded. How's your organization funded? How do you have these be able to give Nolan a check other than the businesses participating? What other ways can people support what you're doing at Kicking Cancer?
Well, we are literally a self-funded organization. We're 1 year old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're a really new organization, and you know, and I just do shows like this to make people aware that we're there.
Mm-hmm.
We have a website. The donate button should be active soon, so you could just go to our website, click donate, and donate money that way. Businesses have stepped up over the last year and made donations to keep us afloat.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, my vision, Stacy, is we want to be Make-A-Wish Foundation for Cancer.
Love it.
And I know at the end of the Super Bowl that the National League gave $100,000 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation in honor of the young man that won Most Valuable Player.
Mm-hmm.
So they get big chunks of money, and then they're mm-hmm. able to grant these wishes for these kids.
Mm-hmm.
We want to have that kind of money available, so if somebody comes along in the midst of the fight that needs what we call gap services, things mm-hmm. that just aren't being provided by anybody else, that we can help them with that.
Right.
And we can continue to have our outreach programs to do these newsletters and other events, you know, just to let people in this community know, hey, your neighbor has cancer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're in the fight.
Yes, and it reminds me of an analogy of the battle lines and getting the resources to the front of the line. That's in the sense what you're doing is putting out a call in our own neighborhood, in our own community, Marion County, Polk County, in here in Oregon. Hey, there's a need here, and we can put resources in the front of the line, the front of the battle, stand beside these folks that are dealing with this in their own families. That and these days, a lot of that is protected through HIPAA and all of that. We don't always know those details, but these folks need support. They need encouragement. They need sometimes deductibles, money for deductibles. They need mm-hmm. Practical ways, practical help, and that's what I see Kicking Cancer do. And again, if people want to get involved, it's a 501c3,
mm-hmm.
and they can donate. Give me your website again as we wrap things up here.
It's kicking-cancer.org.
Excellent. Yes, we are going to make cancer unthinkable, right? Doing our part here at KSLM News Talk Radio. Baron, it's wonderful to have you here.
Thank you. Let's
do this again soon,
yes,
okay?
I love it.
Thank you for tuning in, my friend. Remember, you and I, no matter what obstacle is in our way, we can go over, around, over, or under, or through it, right? We are overcomers. We can do this. Have a fantastic weekend. And remember, you're an overcomer.